Sometimes you got to feign yourself a fool. Sometimes you can't let people know that you know what you know. Sometimes you can't act like you're as smart as you are. Sometimes you got to act like you don't get it. Sometimes you see that's where you've been messing up. Every time you know something, you got to say something. But sometimes you got to know something and hold your peace.
Chisel, what's going down? It's your man, Mr. Herb. We jumping right in here, all right? Anchor.fm/215, the Nonstop Working Podcast. I want to talk to the fellas especially here. All right, there is a number of things we must do to facilitate this new season, okay? I want to talk about some of them things. I want to encourage you to talk with me about these things that I mentioned here. If you have any questions, you know, link up. You guys know how to get with me, okay? All right, but there's some things. Shout out to everybody who's been tuning in. Anchor.fm/215. Shout out to everybody who's been listening and sharing. Make sure you guys share the link, okay? There's something we got to do there too. Share the link. Make sure you guys share. As soon as you see this floating about, hit the share. Whether you listen to it or not, hit the share. But I also want you guys to tune in. Okay. Just want to get a little background here. All right. So, fellas, to make this thing do what it do, we got to get on point. All right. So right off the bat, one of the things we got to do here is a part of changing the direction of this culture. We have to begin a practice of not doing or saying anything that isn't constructive or positive. Okay. I'm writing this down. Mm-hmm. Or positive. Okay, and this is a big one. So we got it as number one because that's step one in making this adjustment. Okay, when you're interacting with your brothers, when you're seeing, when you're out here and you're moving with the kings and you're building with the gods, first you have to have the mind frame and attitude of not saying or doing anything that isn't constructive or positive. Right? Now we gotta be dead serious about this. This is stuff we gotta stand on here. This is what you know, you gotta demonstrate this every step of the way. Okay? You can't constantly interject into your brothers and sisters' reality and world negativity. You have to make it your business to not do that. Okay. These are like rules we gotta like abide by here. You get what I'm saying? Everybody's like, so what do we do? It's all this complaining, but there's no solution. All right. Well, step one, solution for the solution part, right? Don't do or say anything that isn't constructive or positive, especially towards one of your brothers or sisters. Keep it positive or nothing at all. Number two, fellas, I'm writing it down. Fellas, everyone must work. Okay? Everyone must work. We can't be out conducting discussions and so on and philosophizing with brothers who aren't earning a wage in any way for themselves. Now, this isn't to discourage or speak negatively on anyone who is disabled and might have a justifiable reason for not being able to work, why manual or physical labor might be out of the realm for some brothers and sisters. That's understandable. Okay, but here's the thing. When everyone makes it their business to work, those few people, or those people, excuse me, let's be respectful, those people who might not be so able or qualified to do a job that is strenuous, see, they then can be supported by all of the workers. We can provide for them as a community work that is suitable so they can still earn a wage that is honest. Do you understand? There's all kind of jobs. There's all kind of things that an individual can do to earn a wage consistently in a community that has workers in it, earners. Okay. Now, everyone must work for several reasons. One of those reasons, and we must know this, is that economy is necessary, family. Do y'all understand? I don't know why my music just skipped like that. It's weird. But we have to have economy. We have to be competitive economically. Okay? So we can't afford to not work as a whole, as a when you're talking about a group, when you're talking about a community. So brothers and sisters, my brothers, we all have to be earners. You all have to be working. Now the labor benefits you first, right? But it's important. It's important enough to be a rule. Why? Because in doing what is necessary, which is returning to our nature, we have to be able to rely on one another. And if we're not competitive economically, we will not be able to reshape our condition. On another side, the benefit of working. Everyone's able to find fulfillment in their ability to earn a wage for themselves. Okay? That fulfillment is necessary. Fellas, fulfillment is necessary. Okay. Now, every job might not bring an individual fulfillment, even though it provides the necessary income, right? Okay. So there's two things, or a few things, we must understand about working. There is working simply to earn a wage, and then there is working for fulfillment. If one can find the means of having both of those fulfilled, then that's really great. If you can find a job that gives you both the necessary income desired or required, and a lot of fulfillment, That's wonderful. However, you may have to sometimes take a job that doesn't necessarily bring you fulfillment, but does bring you the desired income. And then do something secondary to find the fulfillment. But we must work. You can also be employed or be self-employed, fellas, okay? You should understand that the United States, the way it functions now, is based on greatly employment. Employment is what the United States is about. When one comes to the United States, they do not come to the United States for relaxation and vacation, per se. Okay, now, okay, understand, follow me. The average person comes to the United States seeking employment. Okay, when you talk to many of the foreigners, what brings them to America? What brings them to America is that the United States offers a lot of jobs. The United States says, hey, if you come to America, we'll give you jobs. You'll be able to work and earn a wage. Brothers, this is no different than what has been going on for years with that situation often described as slavery. Okay. America utilizes employment, the United States occupying America utilizes employment so that it has a working economy. So, to be in America, right, and not earning is odd based on the United States law. Okay? To be here on this land and not working and earning is odd. It makes you random. It makes you what they try to say is a bum. You could be easily discarded. In fact, your presence is questionable. So many of the foreigners believe that the United States is asking for foreigners to come to America to work for the United States, right? Because the already established people there refuse to do work. This is what the idea is that many of the foreigners have. They believe that they're coming to replace the people in America for the United States because the people in America don't want to work. This is their understanding of work and employment and so on and so on. I'm sharing this with us because I know that many of my brothers and sisters don't know that there are people outside their common communities who view and understand the United States and America this way. And there's reasons because many of these things are true in terms of employment and what it means and so on. Whether or not the experience of being here is different is not a point I'm making. I'm just talking about why work is required here. Okay, this land isn't occupied by anyone who says, or it's not occupied by anyone making laws that say the purpose of being here is to relax and party. And this is why everyone who is heavily focused on not earning is looked at and treated a particular way and labeled and all these other different kind of things. That's one of the things about it. So, fellas, you need to be a working and earning man. And you can be employed or self-employed. You can be employed, meaning you have an employer. You work for a company or restaurant or store, whatever. Or you are self-employed, where you earn a wage for yourself by providing a service or selling a good or something like that, right? You can cut hair. You could be a plumber or something like this. Now, you can also pursue entrepreneurship, but I want you to understand that pursuing entrepreneurship doesn't afford you, within this discussion, especially based on what we're talking about here, it doesn't afford you the right to forfeit work, employment, or self-employment. Entrepreneurship is not established for an individual until their business can operate and function and earn without their participation. Okay. So self-employment shouldn't be mistaken for entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship can be pursued, but understand that pursuing it doesn't mean you've obtained it until you've reached a level. Until you reach that level, you should still be employed or self-employed. Self-employed is when, like we said, you provide a skill or sell a good and you earn from it. But fellas, what do we talk about so far? Two things. You say, yo, you shouldn't be doing or saying anything that isn't positive or constructive. And all of us should be working and earning a wage. Whew. Now, I want you to realize that just from those two things, wait a minute before I go forward, you should be working or earning a particular amount of time a day and throughout the week. So that's sunups and sundowns. That means when the sun is up, you should be working a particular amount of hours, and when it's down, you should be resting a particular amount of hours. If you're familiar with any of the houses, or if you belong to any of the houses, they all usually prescribe some sort of regimen around what I'm talking about or presenting here. Okay, so many of you, if you're Muslim, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, if you're Catholic, you already have some kind of prescription on how you should spend your time during the sun up and time during the sundown. I recommend fellas work no less than 6 hours a day. I think 8 is fine. You know what I'm saying? I like 8 hours a day with a 2-day weekend. So Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weekend. I like those. You know, so you work 5 days a week, 2 days you rest. Okay. But if you're doing these things, if you're working and you're not saying and doing things that are negative, if you're not bringing that negativity into people's life, and you're not surrounded by people who are bringing negativity into yours, and you're spending your time focusing on working and earning right away, you cut out a lot of nonsense in your life. Okay? If you do just those two things, so much headache is avoided. Okay? So much headache can be avoided just by focusing on earning an honest wage. Now, and I have to say this because I know a lot of guys are probably thinking, look, dealing drugs is not an honest wage. So if any of you guys are out here thinking about, okay, I got my weed hustle, I got my whatever other hustle you could possibly have, yeah, I am saying that that is not an honest wage. That is not entrepreneurship, and it is not self-employment. Okay, that's not me hating. It just is what it is. Illegal substances will sell themselves. Okay, if cannabis were fully legal, no one would buy it from anyone. Well, I'm not going to say it that way. No, excuse me. If cannabis was fully legal, then individuals would be able to pursue that freely and then make an honest wage doing that appropriately. Okay, cool. But far as the way it is, where guys are just simply getting substances from whoever has the most quantity of it, from wherever it comes from in town, and giving it to whoever is looking for it, I said, well, that's not a business. It's none of those things. This is not to frown upon any moves guys are out here making, but we're having a very real discussion here where we're talking about what's required to see very real change. We're not talking about arguing opinions and perspectives. I know that a lot of the things that I'm going to say, guys won't agree with. And we should already know that I'm speaking to a particular bunch. Guys who have already made certain choices, where guys have already decided to become the best version of themselves. So we must work. We must earn, okay? We must compete economically. We must know what that's about and be able to demonstrate that. Three. And then I'm going to know what you guys think. I'm going to just go with three here. Three. We must study and deal with truth only. All right, we got to study and we got to deal with truth only. All right, and the studying, learning, reading, listening. This has to become like running ball. Fellas, this got to become like cracking jokes. You know how we get around each other and we bid? We get around each other, we bust jokes. Oh, yo mama. We got to replace that kind of activity with study and dealing with the truth. Now, I'm not talking about argument. For dealing with the truth, there's nothing to argue about, you know? So let's go back and look at the rules. It said, step one, not do or say anything that isn't constructive or positive. Now let's jump down to the third one, where we're talking about we must study and deal with the truth. Now, we're only being positive and constructive. Then add on top of that, we're going to study and deal with the truth. So there's no arguing that should be happening, because we're always trying to be constructive and positive. So if someone says something that we don't agree with, we can't respond negatively to it. We have to respond positively and constructive. This means we have to think before we speak. This means we have to practice thinking before we speak. So we can make that number four, right? I'm gonna write that. Look, thinking before we speak. And then I'm gonna also put in there, master silence. All right, it's important. Okay. So that you see, I like all of these rules here, they all work together. All right, so we're not going to do or say anything that isn't constructive or positive. Everyone must work. All right, we talked about the importance of that, because that keeps you out of negativity, being busy, having things to do. Right? If you don't have anything positive to say or constructive to do, you should be off somewhere working. You dig it? And while you're working, you shouldn't be doing or saying anything that isn't constructive or positive as much as possible. And then if you're not working, you should be studying and or dealing with the truth. And while you're studying and dealing with the truth, you should be making sure to be positive or and constructive. So while you're studying and dealing with the truth, you shouldn't be argumentative in your pursuit of obtaining the truth. You should be curious. You should be inquisitive. You should be excited, exuberant, right? But you shouldn't be angry. You should be assertive, not aggressive. Right? You should still be conscious. You should still be mindful while you study and deal with the truth, while you pursue these things. Right? Because anger will cloud the judgment. See, this is the way, these are the kind of changes we need to make where it's not cosmetic. These aren't cosmetic changes. These are legitimate changes to how we deal with one another, how we present to the world, how we function, our nature. We must think before we speak, right? If we're aiming to, as often as possible, be positive and constructive and only say things that are positive and constructive, we have to think. We have to make effort. We have to take opposing ideas seriously in order to remain positive and constructive. You understand? To maintain work for ourselves. To keep the means of earning a wage, we must be able to think before we speak. In study, before we pass judgments on things that we encounter, we must think before we speak. We must allow ideas to develop. We must allow information to sit on our minds often. We must allow it to sit with us so that the fullness of the idea can develop. We must master silence. You have the right to remain silent, same as you have the right to speak. Why must it be written that an individual has, excuse me, why must it be written that a natural person has the right to remain silent? It's because silence is a communication as well. We'll demonstrate. Right now we have music playing. And music communicates what it communicates. And then there's silence. And silence communicates what it communicates. And so we must learn, men, we must learn how to utilize silence. If we understand silence as a canvas, silence isn't empty, it's initial beginning. Silence is a demonstration of endless potential. Silence is a empty container full of potential. And in silence, so much could occur. So much can come from. So much can come forward. So when pontificating, one might become silent to allow what could occur in silence. In meditation, one becomes silent, so that in silence, what occur can come forward. In music, there are pause and rest, so that the notes that are played can be better interpreted and better understood. The silence in the music facilitates the communication. So silence is a tool. Silence is an alive thing. It's an active thing. It's not no, it's something. It's not nothing, it's something. Silence is, it is not, it is, it exists, it is. And so we utilize silence. We communicate with silence. We communicate in silence, through silence. So we master this. I'm going to keep going on the list. I'm going to stop here right now. Let me know what you think about these four things so far. All right. But this is just some of the things we need to do. Some of the things we need to do and start doing right now. Especially all of us who have the capacity.
What's dangerous is when the universe pick you. And you put on the magic glasses. There's rules that go with them. You can never take them off. You never see things as they're supposed to be. You see things as they are. And you can never force nobody else to wear them. So.
I spent $1, not $1 million no more. What the fuck you talking about? $1!